Okay, yesterday we started the dinam of selling chametz. We discussed the why you have to sell chametz. And basically, the guy actually, literally, halachically, legally, acquires all the chametz. Now, the question is, how do you make this acquisition with the guy? Now, normally, if I sell you something and it's tangible items, you need to come and pick it up to acquire it. It has to become, you have to pick it up and bring it to yourself. Now, obviously, the guy's not going into everybody's house and picking up all the chametz that they have there. So there's a lot of different, actually, acquisitions, kinyanim, which are done with the guy to make sure there's absolutely no question of how the guy actually literally acquires the chametz. So number one, in addition to the power of attorney that everybody gives to the rabbi, that he should sell the chametz for them, there's a legal document, shtar mechira it's called, a legal document that the rabbi and the guy have. The rabbi writes out the document, the rabbi signs it, and he gives him a legal document that he acquires all the chametz. No, the rabbi signs it. Because the document says, I, the signee at the bottom, sell all the chametz, and for all the people that gave it to me to sell for him, and wherever the chametz could possibly be, anywhere, you know, is all sold. Now, that's number one. Number two, I'm going to explain each one as we first say what they are and then go through. Then, the guy gives a down payment for the chametz. He's not going to pay for the whole chametz. That could be hundreds of thousands of dollars. So the guy can't pay cash for all the. Then you do a handkerchief. The guy gives you a handkerchief. For him giving me the handkerchief, I give him the chametz. In addition to that, there is a kinyan called mafteach, a kinyan of a key. I give the guy a key to my house. Or like you said, some people give everybody, but we don't do that usually today. So, by the guy taking the key, that's a form of acquisition. Acquisition, I'm showing giving him over ownership. By me giving him a key to my house, that means I'm giving him ownership of my chametz, and therefore everybody else's that I'm the power of attorney for. And then you do a handshake. You know, this is all part of the acquisitions.
But all of it or one?
We do all of them. But now there's another issue. We said tangible items can only be acquired with money is questionable. If it's good, but normally metal and tangible items have to be picked up to acquire. But there's a din that's said like that's halachic like this: if you sell tangible items together with land, so by the person, this is even by Jews, if I sell you. Say I sell you a house and that, the furniture in it. Okay, I sell you a house and the furniture in it. Now, how do you acquire the furniture? You don't pick it up. How does it become yours? So it's called an alocha kinyan agav. Meaning, by acquiring the land, you automatically acquire, if I want to sell you that, to give it to you, you acquire all the tangible items through acquiring the land. So therefore, what you actually do with the guy, you don't sell him people's houses. All the places that the chametz is on, is you put the chametz in a pantry. That pantry is going to be rented to the guy for the duration of Pesach. And renting is a temporary buying. So by the guy renting your room that you put the chametz into, so then, through by acquiring the land, which he acquires through money and all the other kinyanim, doesn't have land you can't pick up. So he's kind of with shtar, with money. And therefore, the guy, by acquiring the place where the chametz is, acquires automatically the chametz without even having to pick it up.
So the house worth $4 million?
You're just renting him the room for 10 cents. What's the difference? You're renting him the room. And then by him acquiring the room, he automatically acquires the chametz without having to pick it up. What?
You rent out a house, and you left your diamond ring in the house. What would be the din then?
No, but you're not giving him the diamond ring.
You're not, right?
You're giving. Well, you say I'm renting to the house,
right.
And through this, I'm selling you the chametz that's in the house that you're renting. I'm not giving you a diamond ring.
Why can't we sell the chametz directly?
How?
The chametz?
Yeah.
Oh, because he's not actually.
How's he gonna be kind it? How's he gonna acquire it? You would have to come to your house and pick it all up into everybody's house and pick up everybody's chametz.
Uh-huh.
So it's impossible.
By getting the property.
By renting the property. So then, agav karka, through the land, because he's acquiring with rental and saying you can acquire with money. Land you acquire with money. So by the guy acquiring the land, so all the chametz that's on that land is acquired by the guy. The only problem here is where the Alter Rebbe has his big unique chiddush. And because basically it works like this. Let's say the chametz that you're selling for everybody is worth $100,000. Okay? The guy is not paying $100,000. He's not giving you $100,000. He'll give you, let's say, $50, $100. So how does that money get the guy paying $100,000? If you want to buy with money, you have to buy with $100,000. So how could the guy do it? So the din is, most opinions say, he's giving you a down payment, and the rest is a loan that the guy owes you the money. So basically, by me officially lending him the money, so then he's actually paying me the whole value of the chametz. That's the way most poskim hold. The Alter Rebbe brings down that it was revealed later, Shita Mekubetzes, and Alter Rebbe says that according to many Rishonim, it says that doesn't help by a guy. It only helps the concept of the rest, down payment and the rest is a loan, only helps by a Jew. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe holds what's called Arif Kablam. Arif Kablam means that when the guy gives me money as a down payment, and the rest I'm lending to the guy, okay? So the Alter Rebbe says there should be a Jew who's responsible for the $100,000. No, that means I'm lending the Jew. He's the guarantor of the loan. But not as I'm a guarantor. Normally, a guarantor is like this. I lend you $1,000, right? I come to you, give me the $1,000. I don't have it. So I go to your guarantor, right? A normal guarantor, I can't go straight to the guarantor. I have to go to you first. And if you don't have the money, then I can go to the guarantor. There is a guarantor that's called Arif Kablan. Arif Kablan means I don't go to you, Bechlau. I don't even have to go to you. I go straight to the guarantor. Which basically means that the borrower is out of the picture. That means now there's a lender and a guarantor because he goes straight to the guarantor. So therefore, if I sell chametz to the guy and he gives me $100 down payment and he owes me $100,000 minus $100, right? So basically, by having a Jew as an Arif Kablan on the loan, so now the guy is out of the picture. The guy doesn't owe me any money. The Jew owes me money. And by a Jew, everybody says that works. So that's the chiddush of the Alter Rebbe by Mechiras Chametz. The Alter Rebbe, so there's another guy that's called the Arif Kablan. Okay? And he is a separate guy. He guarantees the whole loan. Whatever it may be. So basically, it works like this. The guy gives you a down payment for the chametz. He gives you a down payment for the rental. And for the rest of the money of the chametz, and for the rest of the rental, the Jew is, instead of the guy, he takes the total responsibility of the loan.
Why did the Alter Rebbe say that the person is not allowed?
Because that's, he brings down from Shita Mekubetzes, other Rishonim that were revealed, many written things were revealed later.
But the Kinyan is with the
goal. Huh?
The Kinyan is with the goal. lost.
Yeah, but as far as the owing of the money, the guy owes me no money. The problem is the guy, for the guy to owe me money is a problem in the Kenyan. But here the guy doesn't owe me any money anymore. The Jew owes me the money. I make a kinyan with him giving me down payment. The only problem is he owes me money. So that's weakening the kinyan, so to speak.
Right.
But if he doesn't owe me any money, so well, it's good.
So actually the $100 is...
down payment.
The kinyan.
Right. Yeah.
Does it say in the Shtar that through this, all the other Jews who didn't participate by signing up, they covered also in town?
It doesn't say that in the actual selling document. Because the selling document is those people that signed the document. But the rabbi usually makes a condition with the guy that for those that forgot to sell their chametz, didn't sell their chametz, okay, they're all included in this sale. Now, how is that valid if the guy doesn't even know that he's selling his chametz? How could it be a valid thing that I'm selling something for him he doesn't even know about? So there's a din in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch that's called Zachen La'adam Shaloi Befanev. You could do something good for somebody without even him knowing about it.
So,
1 second. The fact that it's no good for a Jew to sin and own chametz on Pesach. So when I sell his chametz, I'm doing him a favor. So therefore, even if he doesn't know about it, it's still a valid sale because I'm doing it for his benefit. What?
So in that case, if you go to a non-observant Jew's house and he serves you chametz stick, like a whiskey or something, you don't have a problem with that?
No, it's still chametz. You can't drink it.
I understand. During the year.
During the year, if yeah, but that's if the. So to speak, the condition was made that whoever wanted to sell, well, you know, is interested. It could help. It's not the best way of doing it, but possibly it helps.
So would you refuse to drink whiskey knowing that it wasn't sold?
If I would know that the Jew didn't sell his whiskey, I wouldn't do it. Unless if his name is in the document, so to speak. You know what I mean?
What if he...
In fact, that's why it's a problem. Jewish-owned liquor stores that don't sell the chametz, that means a Jew owned the liquor during Pesach, and now it's they have a supply. So then it's a big problem because that supply can last a few months.
That doesn't relate. You not drinking, feeling comfortable drinking with scotch in somebody's that they didn't sell. If the scotch, you know that you bought it recently.
If he bought it after Pesach, then you know it's not a problem. What?
So if he didn't sell it last year, but the same whiskey, he sold it this year, is that possible? Did he do that?
Yeah.
But once he doesn't sell it, it becomes, he uses...
If he didn't sell it last year, then it was chametz that was over Pesach by a Jew. He can't benefit from it. Selling it a year later is not going to help. It already became forbidden. It's not going to help. So 1 second. Now there's an interesting question. We'll just start it now and to be continued. Is it good to go to a Jew that has a liquor store and ask him to put his name on the document? And he agrees. The problem is he's open during Pesach and he's selling that chametz. So does that nullify the sale? Because he's basically showing, I didn't want to sell it. I'm open. I'm selling it. Or do we say, the sale stays a sale. What he did, he was stealing from the guy.
Listen up, the two evil.
Right. So there's an argument in Halacha. The Rebbe holds, and Rabbi Moshe Feinstein also holds, that it doesn't nullify the sale. What he sold, he sold. What he took from the guy, that's a bit, and later I make up with the guy who ever did anything he should forgive and, you know, all that stuff. But the bottom line is that then any stuff he didn't sell during Pesach but was in the store, you could buy after Pesach because that was sold to the guy. Got it?
But he owned it.
No, he sold it to the guy. The guy owned it.
Well, Rabbi, if a person is not religious, he has a status. He's not Shomer Shabbos, he has a status on
it. No, Tinnik Shanishba, it's not the... No, no, no. A guide to Michal Shabbos has chametz over Pesach. It's also banu afterwards. Yeah, he has the status of a guy, but that's lechumen, and not to say that his chametz is he owns his chametz.